اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله. اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. سبحانك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم يا ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا راحم المساكين يا ذا القوة المتين. ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما إنها ساءت مستقرا ومقاما. اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء. ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. اللهم اجعلهم ربي رضيا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم ربنا رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. أوما يا الله أوما كريم الله ما رحيم الله. يا الله in the company of these pious people, ya Allah, ya Allah, you have given us a place in your house, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beseech you, ya Allah, to forgive us, each and every one of us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we're not fit to be in this house of yours, ya Allah, but you brought us amongst your pious servants, ya Allah. Ya Allah, out of your sheer mercy and grace, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Forgive each and every one of us, ya Allah. Forgive our parents, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our dear and dear ones, ya Allah. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, you blessed us, Ya Allah, with so many bounties, so many favors. Ya Allah, we are not worthy of those favors, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. And then we use those same favors to disobey you. Ya Allah. What namak harams we are, Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, we use your same favors to transgress your laws, to disobey you. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Forgive the entire ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. My Kareem, Allah, bila istihqaq ke hame maaf farma, Ya Allah. Hamare aba wa ajdaad ko bhi maaf farma, Ya Allah. Hamare naslo ko bhi maaf farma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, who is there to question you, Ya Allah? You are not answerable to anybody, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, if we have to announce our forgiveness, Ya Allah, nobody is going to question you. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will get happy, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will get happy if you have to forgive us, Ya Allah. Make him happy, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Allah, each and every person on the surface of this earth, Ya Allah, forgive them, Ya Allah. Forgive us all, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that have passed on into your mercy, Ya Allah, forgive them also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if they are going undergoing any sort of distress in the qabr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, ease that distress, Ya Allah. Remove that distress, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make their qabrs spacious, Ya Allah. Make it from the gardens of paradise, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, on the day of Qiyamat, bless us with the Jami Kothar from the Mubarak hands of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh my Allah, don't let it be such that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has to turn his face away from us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, out of your sheer grace and mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us pass the test of Pul Sirat, Ya Allah. Let us pass the test of reckoning, Ya Allah. All out of your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy on us, Ya Allah. We don't know which way to turn, Ya Allah. We don't know how to... We don't even know how to live our lives, Ya Allah. Amen, Ya Allah. You guide us, Ya Allah. Just like our parent, a loving parent will take his child by his hands, Ya Allah, and show him the way, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you show us the way, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you show us the way to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum tujhse tujhko maange. Ya Allah, we ask for you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with your true muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with your true muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the true muhabbat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the highest of stages, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever good we have done, Ya Allah, whatever good we are going to do, Ya Allah, is only out of your grace, Ya Allah. But it is also because of the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you bless him with the highest of rewards, Ya Allah. And let us not be a means of distress to him, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when our amal are presented in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us not be a cause of the cliff to him. Oh my Allah, let us not be a cause of any sort of distress to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umayallah. We don't know how to ask, Ya Allah. Without even asking you, forgive bless us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. So many people all over the world are in problems or in distressful states, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Oh, brothers and sisters in Syria, Ya Allah. In Iraq, Ya Allah. In Bosnia, Ya Allah. In Yemen, in Afghanistan, all over the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Oh, brothers and sisters that are in neighboring villages and towns, here, Ya Allah. Some of them don't even have food to eat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you blessed us with so much, Ya Allah. And we still make nashukri, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever form of distress they are in, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you ease it, Ya Allah. Make it easy for them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Those that are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, that too is a blessing from your side, Ya Allah. But we are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't test us like that, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are sick and ailing, Ya Allah. Test that blessing of sick, change that blessing of sickness, Ya Allah, to the blessing of afiyat and ease and comfort, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are in qarz, Ya Allah, those that are in distress, Ya Allah, for monetary affairs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you ease their suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to halal, tayyib, pak means, Ya Allah, you fulfill all their debts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are involved in any sort of problems, Ya Allah, be it with the law, be it in courts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you remove it, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, everyone's heart is in your control, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you change the hearts of the zalimin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those that are entrusted with our affairs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you guide them rightly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the leaders, you guide them rightly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, restore the Khilafah to the Quraysh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Muslims all over are suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, once again, revive the Sunnah in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, grant honor and izzat, Ya Allah, to the Muslims once again, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the Muslims, Ya Allah. Allahumma ghafir li ummati Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma tajawaz an ummati Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arham ummati Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, hame bhi, hame naslo ko bhi, hum sab ko bhi, Ya Allah, umr daraz tak deen ki khidmat, khili khuli dil ke saad nasib farma. Ya Allah, qadam qadam par haath pakar ke, tamam umur mein hamare rehnumai farma, hamare rehbari farma, hamare hifazat farma, hamare nusrat farma, aur hame qubool farma. Ya Allah, hum sab ko qubool farma. Ya Allah, hum sab ko qubool farma. Oh my Allah, izzat wa afiyat ke saath hamari islah takmeel tak pahuncha de. Ya Allah, hamari islah takmeel tak pahuncha de. Ya mere Allah, hum tujhse tujhko mang. Oh my Allah, our satizai kiram, our kabirin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the muhaddisin, Ya Allah, the fuqaha, Ya Allah, the awliya, Ya Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the best of rewards, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, right to our maktab asatiza, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to whichever source deen has come to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant all our kabirin the best of rewards, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, grant our parents the best of rewards, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep their shadows over us for a long time, Ya Allah, with ease and afiyat, Ya Allah. Bless them with good health, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those of us whose parents have passed away, into your mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them the highest stages of Jannatul Firdaus, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, bless us with that opportunity to make their khidmat, Ya Allah, whilst they are alive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with ease and comfort, Ya Allah, that we may earn the du'as, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you blessed us with the company of our Hazrat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't know where we would have been. Allah'ım ne sabah Hazreti Ömer'in long life, izzet, afiyet, izzet ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can't express gratitude for this company, ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we haven't made qadar of it, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we haven't made qadar of this company, ya Allah. Forgive us, ya Allah. Give us the tawfiq to make qadar of this company of our Hazrat, ya Allah. Ya Allah. Bless our Hazrat, ya Allah. Bless his family, ya Allah. Bless his parents, ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless his progenies to come, ya Allah. Bless them with izzat, afiyat, ease, ya Allah, the best of both the worlds, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hame mangna nahi mahta, ya Allah. Bila mange, ya Allah, hame ata farma. Bas hame to khata, ya Allah. Head to toe, ya Allah, we filled with sins and gunas, ya Allah. Every single hair on our body, ya Allah, is tainted, is filthy, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you cleanse us, ya Allah. Physically and spiritually, ya Allah. Cleanse our hearts, ya Allah. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your love, ya Allah. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakiha anta khayru man zakaha. أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Ja'far bin Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi has narrated that once he went to see the Khalifa Abu Ja'far Mansur, and there he saw a descendant of Zubayr radiallahu anhu who had come to request the Khalifa for some help. The Khalifa ordered something to be given to him, but the person complained of this being too little, at which the Khalifa lost his temper. On seeing this, Ja'far rahmatullahi alayhi said that he had been informed through his ancestors that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that anything given cheerfully brings blessings both to the giver and the receiver. On hearing this hadith, the Khalifa Mansur said, "By Allah, I was not happy while giving it to that person, but now I feel very glad." Thereafter, Ja'far rahmatullahi alayhi turned to the Zubayri and said that he had also received the hadith through his ancestors, that if a person thought a small gift to be too little, Allah Ta'ala would deprive him of receiving any bigger one. The Zubayri replied, "By Allah, I had thought of the sum given to me to be too little, but after hearing the hadith, the same sum has grown big in my eyes." Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi alayhi, who has related the story, says that he met that Zubayri later and asked him how much he had received from the Khalifa. He said that it was a small amount, but eventually with Allah Ta'ala's blessing, it earned a profit of 50,000. Sufyan rahmatullahi alayhi has further said that Ja'far rahmatullahi alayhi was from the Ahlul Bayt, a descendant of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and anyone from among them was a source of general benefit like the rain. In the above instance, by quoting two different ahadith, Ja'far rahmatullahi alayhi benefited both the parties, making them happy. One may envy the rulers of that time for accepting willingly and cheerfully the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was because of the spiritual environment that prevailed in those days.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Last line that Alana read just now, to accept command of Allah Ta'ala, the words of Hazrat Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and to accept them with jeer. One is to accept, but to accept grudgingly. And the other is to accept, and to accept it with jeer. And I read this dua just now from Surah Baqarah, the last page of Surah Baqarah. Commonly heard, رَبَّنَا لَا تُؤَاخِذْنَا إِن نَسِينَا. Just try and ponder over the contents from the beginning of this last ruku. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. We hear this sometimes. When someone passes away, they make this dua. And it is also something recommended to be recited before sleeping. Last three ayats, Amal al-Rasul, to the end. So like you read these three verses before you could sleep, then you... these three verses is sufficient for you. It's so dynamic, so powerful, that these three last verses is sufficient for the entire night. The word Umar radiallahu anhu used to say that I can't understand if a person has got any brains that he won't recite these three verses before sleeping. It's so dynamic, so powerful. So you can't do anything much. The least we can do is do these two things. One is once Isha Salah is over, let us not do anything that is futile, useless, futile, not bringing rewards, not good to our hereafter. It was the custom of the Arabs that in the moonlit nights they would spend in gossip, in talks, etc., for long hours. Arab countries, normally it's hot, then you got the moonlight, then the night is long at times. Now the best way they felt to spend the time was to sit down and talk. Samiran tahajurun. Quran Sharif says, Samir actually means moonlight, something that is lit up, something that is bright. So moonlight is called Samir. But because in the moonlight they would sit and talk and pass their times, therefore talking after Isha is known as Samar, Samir. You hear some people's name also, Samir. The word Samir is the same thing, night companion, right? So this is not liked. Why it's not liked? Say you read your Isha Namaz, right? Now, as though this Isha Namaz had come to compensate for any weakness throughout the day. You must have hurt someone, or you did something wrong, some weakness, some wrong you've done, and this Isha Namaz is going to compensate for all the wrong that you have done. Now say if you died, you did Isha Namaz, didn't do anything wrong, you slept, and you died in that. So you died with all your gunas compensated. But you read the Isha Namaz, then to engage in some other problem, or that compensation that was supposed to be acting as a compensation, that has been destroyed. Okay. So let that be the last deed before you retire. India, they say, someone passed away, they say, expire. Iska kya ho gaya? Ye to expired ho gaya. So, this last ruku of Surah Baqarah. Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. That's such a beautiful ayat. Such a beautiful ayat. Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Allah said in his dua just now, that if Allah Ta'ala forgives, nobody to question him. Because everything belongs to him. Whether it's the heaven, the earth, Farishtas, first heaven, or the second, last earth, whatever it is belongs to him. So nobody can question him. Why he did, to who he did, how he favored, and how he, and to who he favored, and who he didn't favor. So that is his prerogative. Nobody can question him. Lillahi ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. So when something happens not to our expectation, that is not tasteful to us, then it's so easy for a Muslim to overcome it, because he says, well, all these things belong to Allah Ta'ala. Right? One way or the other. Why he did it, he knows best, but I must take it in the stride. We ask for ease, but if any difficulty came the way, then we take it with ease. Sometimes I envy some of these women, you know. Allah gives them that understanding that we don't have. Although they sit in the recess of the homes, not exposed to the world, but sometimes some words of iman that come out from their tongues is really enviable. One man said that من دق الباب وجد فقد فتح الباب. Person strives and he knocks at the door, and the door opens out. So one woman heard this. So she answered, and when was the door of Allah Ta'ala ever closed? Sometimes they overtake us. We like to be in the front, right? Sometimes they overtake us. And when was the door of Allah Ta'ala ever opened? And the second thing where the woman overtook us is there were men that claimed to be Allah Ta'ala, right? Like Dajjal, right? And other men. But you never found a woman who claimed that I am God. Never found a girl. Never found a woman doing it. Right. Alright, there were some women that claimed to be a Nabi in the time of Harun al-Rashid. So one woman was arrested. She claimed to be a Nabi. So she was arrested, she was brought. You claim this. You know the Quran Sharif says, وَخَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. Nabi says, is the khatam of all the anbiya. Now the word nabiyyin is a plural, right? And plural, masculine. In Arabic you have masculine and feminine. The words also is masculine. So he is the seal of all prophets, but the word that has been used is for masculine. So she was arrested, brought to Harun al-Rashid. So he said, but you know the Quran Sharif says this. Said, yes, but it's only masculine. The Quran Sharif didn't say min nabiyya. It said nabi, not nabiyya. Cautioned and chased away. What I'm saying is, in many aspects, women have overtaken us. So some of them stay in the remote or the recess of the homes, but the understanding they have sometimes overtakes our understanding. There was one woman, Layla, Maymuna, Layla something. One person said, very pious person, my companion in Jannah, show it to me. Show me my companion in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala showed him in his dream, see this woman there in so and so town. That's going to be your companion. So he traveled to that town. When he asked about Maymuna, he said that is a stupid woman, mad woman. She's grading goats, etc. Mad woman, what do you want to go and see her? He said, no, whatever it is, I want to go see her. So he went according to how they had directed him. He saw that woman and those goats that are beside her. But the strange thing was, she was reading namaz, and those goats were grazing there. And there were wolves there also, wolves and jackals. And they're not interfering with the sheep and goats, and the goats are not scared about them. Anyway, he became even more interested. So she completed her salam, and she called him by his name. Bhai, our meeting place is Jannah, not here. See this pious woman, it doesn't mean that they are pious, they don't have knowledge, they have understanding of deen also. That they know that premarital relationship is haram. So she warned him, by our meeting place is not here, meeting place is there. Where we're supposed to meet, we'll meet there, inshallah. Here, just leave it out, all these things. So he asked her, but I see something strange here. Are you reading namaz here? And that sheep, the goats are all grazing there, the wolf is not interfering with them. And they're not scared about the wolves. So say, see, I got one thing straight. I straightened my relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala took care of my affairs. She's giving us a lesson. This woman is giving us a lesson. And you see problems in your life, difficulties, hurdles, turbulence. And rather than you blaming everybody all and sundry, blame yourself. It's easy to blame everybody, isn't it? He's a problem, he's the hurdle, he's causing it. It's easy to say that. But do we take the time out to blame ourselves? Okay, I am the problem. That's the easy way. Easier way is to blame yourself. It was perhaps Malik ibn Dinar, rahmatullah alayh, if he left his house and he found that there was some problem, his animal, the conveyance that he used to use, was giving a problem. And he won't beat the animal up, either come into his house, make wuzu, go on to the musalla and ask Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness. Okay, I may have broken some of your instructions, O Allah Ta'ala, so this beast is breaking my instructions. This beast is also yours. I am also yours. So I broke your instruction, this thing is breaking my instruction. See now where things go wrong. We break the law of Allah Ta'ala, then things that are subservient to us, they break us. They don't listen to us. So the simple thing is, listen to Allah Ta'ala, and the world will listen to you. Worried about rain? Listen to Allah Ta'ala, get yourself straight, and the world is yours. Everything will come in line. Simple. Nothing complicated. Right? So this woman is teaching this buzurg. Our meeting place is there. Number two is that you get straight, things will come straight for you. People are worried many a times why my child is disobedient. So the Shaykh Ramta says that it's an experienced fact. If the couple had met the night and they failed to do any of their faras, namaz, something, they failed to do that, the 9 out of 10, the child is going to be born, is going to be also disobedient. You were disobedient, so your child will be disobedient. So an easy way Allah is showing us, by be straight, be simple, there's nothing complicated, be obedient to me, just come right, and I will make things right for you. But you want to employ all type of sophisticated methods, then life will become more and more sophisticated. Today, Mullah Yusuf was reading that ayat. وَأَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ إِيمَانِهِمْ لَإِنْ أَمَرْتَهُمْ لَيَخْرُجُوا لَإِنْ جَاءَتْهُمْ آيَةٌ لَيُؤْمِنُوا النَّبِيَ 7 سِبَرَةٌ أقسموا بالله جهد إيمانهم وإن جاءتهم آية ليؤمنن بها. الكفار were challenging Islam. How they challenge Islam? They ask for miracles. لَإِنْ جَاءَتُمْ آيَةٌ لَيُؤْمِنُونَ بِهَا. Miracle come, will definitely come, will come straight. In our minds also we do something like this. Many times. Allah Ta'ala, you see me right, I will see you right. Then how many times Allah Ta'ala sees you right, and then we fall and fail in our promises. So these people also say, أَخْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهْدَ إِمَانِهِمْ لَإِنْ جَاءَتُمْ آيَةٌ لَيُؤْمِنُونَ. Allah Ta'ala, you see me right, I'll see you right. قُلْ إِنَّمَا الْآيَاتُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. See, Allah Pak says, the signs are in Allah Pak's control. All, what you're asking for and what you haven't asked for, Allah can do everything. Nothing is beyond Him. So what you're asking for, He can do. And what you don't ask for, also He can do. وَمَا يُشْئِرُكُمْ أَنَّهَا إِذَا جَاءَتْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. But what will make you understand, in spite of these miracles coming before them, they're not going to accept Islam. They're not going to come right. Why? نُقَلِّبُ أَفْئِدَتَهُمْ وَأَبَصَارَهُمْ كَمَا لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِي أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. We'll turn around their hearts. Now they are in confusion, right? And they're making these demands. Again, those miracles come to them. We'll just give them a change of mind. See the mind and the heart, how it changes. Qallib, just change it. Just change them around. You're saying you'll do it. You are dishonest in your heart. When you're dishonest in your heart, then when you come to the trial, then your true colors will come to the fore. You say you'll do it, but your true colors will come afterwards. So your mind will be confused again. Qallib afidatam wa absaram kamalam yu'minu bi awwal marra. And Allah says, "Olo annana nazzalna ilayhimul malaika, kallamahumul mawta, hasharna alayhim kulla shay." Even if they were to see malaika, even if they were to see the dead, right? And the dead began to talk to them, ma kanu liyumina, they're not going to accept. Finished. It's a foregone conclusion. They're not going to finish. So forget them. So anyway, we're talking about لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Our problem is we look at the translation and we don't reflect on the message of Allah Ta'ala. See one ayat and how other ayats they come to explain this ayat here. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. If we reflect, it's like how to design a house, where the toilet must be, where the bathroom must be. We'll have a 10 days debate, what color must use, and the color, what do you call it, color? Huh? Yeah, color scheme. Yeah, carpet is green, so that must be green, and that must be blue, and that must be yellow. So that we put 10 days in that. 10 days figure on the color scheme figure. But on the one word, one message of Allah Ta'ala, what figure we made? I don't say don't have color scheme and all that. But I ask you, show some justice. In the plan of Allah Ta'ala, scheme of Allah Ta'ala, did you think about it? لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَاتِ. What is, my Allah Ta'ala, what does He want from us? When He said that, لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ, He wants something. You know, they say, جُمْلَةَ خَبْرِيَةَ, Kamansha khabar nahi hota. When a statement is made, right? A statement is made, a khabar is given, right? Information is given. Information not just to pass on information. Now, like you're all sitting here now, right? So all sitting here. So I look at the door and I say, there's a lion. So I gave information, right? So that information, was it just to give you information? No. Then what is the information for? Jumla khabriya ka mansha insha. It is a command, what? It's a command. It's an instruction. I'm telling you, there's a lion now. So what? Everybody must do something about it. Right? Do something. Save yourself. Save yourself. Run for cover. Right? So I'm telling you, isn't it? So jumla khabriya ka mansha insha hota hai. So when Allah is saying lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard, so there's some mansha behind it. What is the mansha? Everything belongs to him, bhai. Everything belongs to him. So you would have straightened up. When everything belongs to him, everything according to his command and his law prevails, then the right thing is just you straighten up with him. And everything will be yours. The sky will be yours, the heaven is yours, the earth is yours. Everything is yours. But you say, Allah, now give it to me. I'll straighten up in time. What? You say, Allah, you're playing games with Allah. See? You can play a game with children is all right. Right? To play games with children is all right. But with Allah Ta'ala, you can't play games there. With Allah Ta'ala, you want to be straight all the time. He knows the inner recess of your heart. You're playing games or you're serious about it. You know, child is running away. So you call him, hey, I got something here, I'll give you. So when he comes, he says, oh, okay, one smack. What do you want from me now? So you're playing game. The child doesn't know what you are hiding, right? He doesn't know, so he comes. But these games you can't play with Allah. Allah knows the games that you are playing, he knows. So you can't play a game with him. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِهِ اللَّهِ. Whether you conceal what's in your mind, conceal it, or you expose it, Allah Pak is going to call you to account for it. Now, this ayat became very heavy for the Sahaba Ikram. Okay. Whether you conceal or you expose what's in your mind, Allah Pak will call you to account. Because all the rubbish that goes in your mind, what thought go? If there are some girls and all there, what thoughts don't run in your mind? Stupid thoughts will run in your mind. Even in namaz, the thoughts will run in your mind. Whether you're young or old, those thoughts will play up in your mind. In your namaz, you think, hey, after namaz, you know that boy told me about that sight, porn sight, I'll go and see that thing. Imagine you, in front of Allah Bagh, what are you talking about? Guna. Allah Bagh is saying, وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوا يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِاللَّهِ. I know what's in your heart. And you saying, Allah Bagh, after namaz, this is just a formality we're doing, just to please you, we're playing some game with you. So to make you happy, then after that, we'll go see this thing here. وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوا يُحَاسِبْكُمْ بِاللَّهِ. But there's another meaning to this also that made the Sahaba Ikram concerned. And that was that there are thoughts that pass through our mind involuntarily. We don't want to do that wrong. Well, there's some stupid thoughts that just pass our mind. We don't want to do that wrong. Right? But one man about 60 years old, he's telling me, you know, in the first rakat I read a lot of devotion, concentration, thinking of Allah Pak, thinking of everything. When I come to the last rakat, then one flash of that school girl, you know, comes just before me. Either 60 years old, he's fit to be a great grandfather now, right? Not grandfather, but 60. Now he's still thinking of his 60 and he's thinking about his 16s. You know, 16 and playing around. Those girls are flashing before him now. He's getting flashbacks. You see the harm of looking at magazines, U magazine, newspaper, sites. We think nothing happens. Now, your namaz is getting corrupted. What you did when you were 16 is recorded in your data bank, and at the age of 60 is coming back. So the importance of deleting it, and deleting it completely. The easy way to delete this thing is to to think of death. You think of, I died, that girl died, everything died. One other old person, he's telling about all these things here. I'm telling about old people because you must understand when it's happening to old people, it happened to you also. So he told me one time, second time, third time. Third time was enough for me. Then I told him, you know what? Just think like this. See that girl that you're thinking about, you know? I think she came and she caught a virus. That virus is what? Diarrhea. Julap, you know? And the diarrhea is going forward gear and reverse gear. Going reverse, going backwards, and upwards also, coming from the mouth, all the diarrhea coming. And, hey, the whole face got polished with all the diarrhea. Reverse, he said, Mola, Molana, Mola, please. You can't stand it. Just the explanation you could just. Yeah, the face is very nice, polished, thick, you know, that all the diarrhea. It's polished the whole face, all the lips. So tasty, diarrhea all around the lips everywhere. More than that, he's telling me all the thoughts got rubbed off, finished. So when it got rubbed up, then I told him, see, this thought here is only for a strange one. You don't ever think about your wife like this. Now, some stupid people have to, you know, kadam kadam par unkuska samjhana padta. They're so dense now. This was just a treatment that you must think about that strange woman like this. But not about your wife. Why you must think that she's the whore? And not the whore, but the queen of the whore. How she'll be and keep thinking like that. But any strange haram woman, you think about her like that. So we're talking of Lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. This Sahaba Ikram complained to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that these thoughts here, sometimes we got flashbacks, you know, wrong, stupid thoughts. We got no intention to do it. Kufr, shirk, all these type of thoughts pass the mind. So are we going to be answerable for these thoughts also? Because this verse says, if you conceal or reveal, we're going to call you to account. So Rasulullah taught them a golden rule. See, when it's the command of Allah Ta'ala, your work is to say, Sami'na wa ata'na. Whatever it is, whether it is manageable, not manageable, whether you can do it, you can't do it. What is your response? Not the response of the Bani Israel. Bani Israel, when they're told to do something, so they say, Idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila. Tell Musa, you go, you go do the thing. We're not prepared to go. Musa is telling them, by you take the courage. Udkhulu alayhimul bab. Fa'idha dakhaltumuhu fa'innakum ghalibun. You just go. The moment you step into the enemy territory, you will defeat them. They say, no, they're so tough, they're so powerful. Nafiya qawman jabbarin, they're so powerful, so great, strong people. You won't be able to manage them. Musa alayhi salam is saying, just go to the town gate and the whole territory will be yours. You will conquer it in no time. Idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatil. You go. Go with Allah Pak and you carry on. See how hard they became. So Nabi Sami is teaching them adab. That when it's a command of Allah Ta'ala, you don't say it's unmanageable. Say, Sami'na wa ata'na. We listen and we obey. We listen and we obey. See, adab. We think adab is a small thing. And Allah Pak is teaching adab. What is adab? A student will remain with adab with his elders, with his parents, even if he's grown up, even if he's more educated than his parents, even if he surpassed his ustads in his ilm, to remain like a student. Some of you may have heard of Allama Shibli Nomani, right? A great author and all that. So he was a great orator as well. He had a talk there in Kanpur somewhere. he's drawing big crowds. Like how you get Mawlana Qahtani, Mawlana Suleiman Mullah, they draw big crowds, right? So he's drawing big crowds. After the talk, he stretched his leg. That Ustad, he stretched his leg. And now, who's been giving the talk? Shibli been giving the talk. And the Ustad was in the audience. So after the talk, he stretched his leg. The whole audience now is saying, "Arey Shibli zara, pair ko daba de." He said, "Rub my leg a little bit." And without hesitating, no hesitation, in front of the whole crowd that was respecting him and kissing his hands, now he's rubbing the feet. See the respect. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us respect. Sami'na Sayyidina. Don't say that it's unmanageable. How are we going to do it? All you must say is Sami'na wa ata'na. And for your weakness, accepting your weakness, you say Ghufranaka Rabbana. Allah Ta'ala, we ask you for forgiveness. We do accept it, but we also got a limitation. So for the limitation, we ask you for forgiveness. Sami'na wa ata'na. Ghufranaka Rabbana. Because in any event, ilayka al-masir, we are going back to you. Look at it this way or that way, whichever you look at it. You know, you're going in the same direction. Ghufranaka Rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. See how important adab is. Now this ingredients of adab and muhabbat really has to be revived in the ummah, especially in the young. Old people still got some adab. What they inherited. Now the young, they don't even know what is adab. They don't understand adab. A lot of times students are coming, the madrasa, new students. So I have to tell them in the presence of your ustad, or presence of any other ustad, or any elder, doesn't have to be your ustad, any elder, any official of the madrasa, you aren't supposed to be walking with your hands in your pockets. Can't. If there's an elder that's walking, you are there, and you're engaging in some conversation, then you must take cognizance of that elder, even though he's not your ustad. You can't just talk randomly, you know. He's there, he's going past, and you take cognizance of your elder. Now, strangely, this type of respect was shown to us when we were in school. It's Islamic etiquette. But when we were young, in school, these things were shown to you, that if it is a teacher, that you take cognizance of him. You keep quiet, show some respect. You say good morning or something. Yeah, we'll say assalamu alaikum. But all right, that was their style. But you take cognizance of that. As a result, we had that adab in school also, right? And I noticed, I'm showing you that when that adab, there was that adab and the respect for the teacher, for the headmaster, even though he was non-Muslim. What happened? What was the end of that was, we didn't have to take to school such a fat bundle of books. Right? And right till about, I think, standard 6, that was grade 8, you know, hardly any homework, but we knew the work. The teacher covered all the work within the school time. That adab was there, the respect was there, so the student was focused. When he was focused, he picked it up. You can't show today that the child in grade 8 today surpasses the child that was in grade 8 those days. But yet, he didn't come home with that loaded homework. He managed everything because he was focused. Focused, paying attention, because there was respect, because there was adab. But the child progressed so easily. As Shaykh al-Hadith, Muhammad Zakariya Ahmad says, that something crossed my mind, you know. So Sahanpur is a very big town. Sahanpur has about a million population. Can you imagine what a big town it is? Over a million, surrounding Sahanpur and surrounding. So one thought crossed my mind that I want to see the head of every faculty, like engineering, I want to see the top, the best engineer, architect, the best lawyer, whatever. In every faculty, every department, I want to see the. So somehow I developed some contact in the town, but in the different departments, the top person in that department. Somehow, I discovered. And I had some questions in my mind. I found that each person that was the top in his department, he had been showing a lot of respect to his teachers. Even it's a worldly thing, but he showed a lot of regards and a lot of respect to his teachers. Even though it may have been that he excelled even above his teachers, but in the presence or the absence of the teacher, he showed a lot of respect. Now that is the rule of Allah Ta'ala, man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah. And see the beauty of the Bishop's word. He didn't say man lam yashkuril muslimin al muhsinin al mu'minin. He didn't say that. But you don't show gratitude to people for the good that they have done. Then Allah Pak is not interested in you. He's not interested in you. Now, this is a kafir, non-Muslim. He showed a respect to his senior that was a kafir. Allah promoted him, took him to the top in that department. In every department, Allah Pak took him to the top. Like I'm showing you, in our days, there was hardly no, right? So, you know, forget that. Even when I was grade 9 now, 7, I went a little bit 7, 8, and I left after that. I said, this is all a kill. I thought to myself, this is just a play here. It's a merry-go-round, I can't get anything here. So even till grade 10, right, grade 10, I could remember that the exam, I would learn for exam just about 1 hour before the examination. Alhamdulillah, and good pass. Not that I failed or anything, good pass. Not very good now, not 100 out of 100. But you say, chalti ki ramgari, it's moving. So the idea in that day was that there was a lot of adab, a lot of emphasis on adab, respect, respect, respect. And the respect took you forward. The understanding brought you understanding, refinement. You had morals, you had ways, you had etiquette. And this is the irony and this is the problem of this age. Okay. We think adab is not required in your education. So you consider yourself even a student, even after your school days, the presence of your teachers, your elders, how do you conduct yourself? How do you talk? How do you conduct yourself? How do you behave? It's not that Ustad is a god, obviously, or the teacher is a god, even as a non-Muslim, but you show that consideration. And you'll see things will work out for you. You learn something from him. He deserves to be respected. He deserves, you need to show some gratitude. Even though, now look here, the Sheikh says, I went and discovered, I went and surveyed the whole thing. And I saw every person that was excelling in that department was the person who had showed a lot of respect and a lot of appreciation to his elder. Yeah. Say respect. So Allah Pak is also teaching respect. Sami'na wa ata'na. We know, Allah Pak knows that this thing is not manageable to you, right? But he's teaching you respect, that when I give you a command, just say Sami'na wa ata'na. Don't say Allah Pak, hey, what do you mean? You know how today's people, how they, hey. You just put up your face, turn up, show some actions, attitude, etc. That is not the way. That's not the way. You say, Sami'na wa ata'na. Then you say, Allah Pak, our limitations, show mercy to us. First you said, Sami'na wa ata'na. Then you said, Ghufranaka Rabbana. Sami'na wa ata'na, Ghufranaka Rabbana. I see still, sometimes you go into these black villages, you know, with a remote stick, hiding the sticks. And if they're giving you something, or you giving them something, right, they'll kneel down like this, and they'll take it like this, two hands. Really, they got respect, they got. They have got it from Islam, they've got it. But you'll see it in the sticks, and the villages. Perhaps they may have been taught all these things in the past. Now they came to the town, they lost it. But it must have been in the culture, you know, like this, they kneel down, and they're accepting something like this. Now, how nice don't you feel when you see that gesture of respect? How nice don't you feel? You feel sympathetic for the person, you feel happy, you love the person. Now, these are all Islamic etiquettes, it's like Islamic ways. And hamari ghar ki baat, it's our things that came from the home of Islam, the house of Islam, and we lost the thing. We show this respect and you see how it comes back. Again you get that respect. Again you get that. Again it comes back to you. And you see this respect Allah Pak is teaching us in the Quran. قَالُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. سمعنا وأطعنا وفرانك ربنا. Already started on adab, it's already past 12 o'clock now. Make zikr al-kiram.